The LifeSpring Family Bible is brought to you by me. Since producing this one-year audio journey through the world's most important book, I've become a full-time voiceover artist. For more information, I invite you to click on over to my voiceover website at theguywithafriendlyvoice.com. Hi, and welcome back to the LifeSpring Family Bible. This is episode number 222. Today we'll be reading Psalms chapters 18 through 21, and I'm Steve Webb, your host. Thank you so much for being here today. Let's get started. Psalms chapter 18. For the music director, by the Lord's servant David, who sang to the Lord the words of this song when the Lord rescued him from the power of all his enemies, including Saul. He said, I love you, Lord, my source and my strength. The Lord is my high ridge, my stronghold, my deliverer. My God is my rocky summit where I take shelter, my shield, the horn that saves me, and my refuge. I called to the Lord who was worthy of praise, and I was delivered from my enemies. The waves of death engulfed me. The currents of chaos overwhelmed me. The ropes of Sheol tightened around me. The snares of death trapped me. In my distress, I called to the Lord. I cried out to my God. From his heavenly temple he heard my voice. He listened to my cry for help. The earth heaved and shook. The roots of the mountains trembled. They heaved because he was angry. Smoke ascended from his nose. Fire devoured as it came from his mouth. He hurled down fiery coals. He made the sky sink as he descended. A thick cloud was under his feet. He mounted a winged angel and flew. He glided on the wings of the wind. He shrouded himself in darkness, in thick rain clouds. From the brightness in front of him came hail and fiery coals. The Lord thundered in the sky. The Sovereign One shouted. He shot his arrows and scattered them, many lightning bolts and routed them. The depths of the sea were exposed. The inner regions of the world were uncovered by your battle cry, Lord, by the powerful breath from your nose. He reached down from above and took hold of me. He pulled me from the surging water. He rescued me from my strong enemy, from those who hate me, for they were too strong for me. They confronted me in my day of calamity, but the Lord helped me. He brought me out into a wide open place. He delivered me because he was pleased with me. The Lord repaid me for my godly deeds. He rewarded my blameless behavior, for I have obeyed the Lord's command. I have not rebelled against my God. For I am aware of all his regulations, and I do not reject his rules. I was innocent before him and kept myself from sinning. The Lord rewarded me for my godly deeds. He took notice of my blameless behavior. You proved to be loyal to one who is faithful. You proved to be trustworthy to one who is innocent. You proved to be reliable to one who is blameless. But you proved to be deceptive to the one who is perverse. For you deliver oppressed people, but you bring down those who have a proud look. Indeed, you are my lamp, Lord. My God illuminates the darkness around me. Indeed, with your help I can charge against an army. By my God's power I can jump over a wall. The one true God acts in a faithful manner. The Lord's promise is reliable. He is a shield to all who take shelter in him. Indeed, who is God besides the Lord? Who is a protector besides our God? The one true God gives me strength. He removes the obstacles in my way. He gives me the agility of a deer. He enables me to negotiate the rugged terrain. He trains my hands for battle. My arms can bend even the strongest bow. You give me your protective shield. Your right hand supports me. Your willingness to help enables me to prevail. You widen my path. My feet do not slip. I chase my enemies and catch them. I do not turn back until I wipe them out. I beat them to death. They fall at my feet. You give me strength for battle. You make my foes kneel before me. You make my enemies retreat. I destroy those who hate me. They cry out, but there is no one to help them. They cry out to the Lord, but he does not answer them. I grind them as fine wind-blown dust. I beat them underfoot like clay in the streets. You rescue me from a hostile army. You make me a leader of nations. People over whom I had no authority are now my subjects. When they hear of my exploits, they submit to me. Foreigners are powerless before me. Foreigners lose their courage. They shake with fear as they leave their strongholds. The Lord is alive. My protector is praiseworthy. The God who delivers me is exalted as king. The one true God completely vindicates me. He makes nations submit to me. He delivers me from my enemies. You snatch me away from those who attack me. You rescue me from violent men. So I will give you thanks before the nations, O Lord. I will sing praises to you. He gives his chosen king magnificent victories. He is faithful to his chosen ruler, to David and his descendants forever. Psalms 19. For the music director, a Psalm of David. The heavens declare the glory of God. The sky displays His handiwork. Day after day it speaks out. Night after night it reveals His greatness. There is no actual speech or word, nor is its voice literally heard. Yet its voice echoes throughout the earth. Its words carry to the distant horizon. In the sky He has pitched a tent for the sun. Like a bridegroom, it emerges from its chamber. Like a strong man, it enjoys running its course. It emerges from the distant horizon and goes from one end of the sky to the other. Nothing can escape its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect and preserves one's life. The rules set down by the Lord are reliable and impart wisdom to the inexperienced. The Lord's precepts are fair and make one joyful. The Lord's commands are pure and give insight for life. The commands to fear the Lord are right and endure forever. The judgments given by the Lord are trustworthy and absolutely just. They are of greater value than gold, than even a great amount of pure gold. They bring greater delight than honey, than even the sweetest honey from a honeycomb. Yes, your servant finds moral guidance there. Those who obey him receive a rich reward. Who can know all his errors? Please do not punish me for sins I am unaware of. Moreover, keep me from committing flagrant sins. Do not allow such sins to control me. Then I will be blameless and innocent of blatant rebellion. May my words and my thoughts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my sheltering rock and my redeemer. Psalms chapter 20. For the music director, a Psalm of David. May the Lord answer you when you are in trouble. May the God of Jacob make you secure. May He send you help from His temple. From Zion may He give you His support. May He take notice of your offerings. May He accept your burnt sacrifice, Selah. May He grant your heart's desire. May He bring all your plans to pass. Then we will shout for joy over your victory. We will rejoice in the name of our God. May the Lord grant all your requests. Now I am sure that the Lord will deliver His chosen king. He will intervene for him from His holy heavenly temple and display His mighty ability to deliver. Some trust in chariots and others in horses, but we depend on the Lord our God. They will fall down, but we will stand firm. The Lord will deliver the king. He will answer us when we call Him for help. Psalms chapter 21. For the music director, a Psalm of David. O Lord, the king rejoices in the strength you give. He takes great delight in the deliverance you provide. You grant him his heart's desire. You do not refuse his request, Selah. For you bring him rich blessings. You place a golden crown on his head. He asked you to sustain his life, and you have granted him long life and an enduring dynasty. Your deliverance brings him great honor. You give him majestic splendor, for you grant him lasting blessings. You give him great joy by allowing him into your presence. For the king trusts in the Lord, and because of the sovereign Lord's faithfulness, he is not upended. You prevail over all your enemies. Your power is too great for those who hate you. You burn them up like a fiery furnace when you appear. The Lord angrily devours them. The fire consumes them. You destroy their offspring from the earth, their descendants from among the human race. Yes, they intend to do you harm. They dream up a scheme, but they do not succeed. For you make them retreat when you shoot your arrows at them. Rise up, O Lord, in strength. We will sing and praise your power. What great psalms of praise these were. And it's wonderful to see how David remembered how God saved him. So many times, it's easy to forget the times when God has reached down and pulled us up from the stormy seas. So sometimes when I read these psalms and I meditate on them, the Lord takes me back to the times where He's ministered to me and helped me. How about you? Let's use these psalms as reminders of how to praise God and how to remember His blessings. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb.
This show's been brought to you by Steve Webb, the guy with the friendly voice.com. Check it out.